Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping our help to keep our great country rolling along. Now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Also, the bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and back and forth all night long. And not to forget about our suicide jockeys out there getting the gasoline and diesel delivered to the gas station so you got gas in the morning to go to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, where I guess it's the state hasn't sunk off into the sea yet, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, just a little cloudy right now, but good morning to everybody.
Okay, but you're into California still standing, and you haven't been swept out to sea yet.
No, not yet, but, you never know. I know. Put anything past California.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, my friend, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And the early settlers certainly got that message loud and clear. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with a bombshell news story that is going to be rocking the political world once it gets out around the countryside, and we're probably going to be starting it right here because you haven't heard anybody talking about what we're about to talk about. Now, George Soros and his friends, I'm putting it politely, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Are investing some $80 million plus of dark money. Now, what's dark money?
Well, that's money, I think, that we don't really track back the sources for.
And most of it's from overseas, right?
Right.
Which is where Soros is from. But $80 million plus could be $100 million in dark money in an attempt to take over the local elections. Now, what the Democrats are going to try to do this time around is instead of going for the congressional seats and the Senate seats and that sort of thing, they're going to go right down into your backyard to the town level. Town councilman, county legislator, mayor, tax assessor, fire commissioner, all those little positions, whatever they can get in. And what's really going to wake people up is it's going to be possibly some people you know running for these positions, or be very careful of this one, people that have moved into the area in the last year or two that you don't know a lot about. Now, that's where I'm starting. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So, in other words, they're changing tactics, it looks like. That's one of the most important aspects here.
Now, I found out about this through a group called Run for Something. Have you heard of them?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Well, Run for Something is a progressive left group which is encouraging people to move around the country and pick a race that they want to run in, a local race, and they would be given money by this group to run for these offices, and they're talking about down-ballot races in order to build what they call sustainable power for Democrats in all 50 states. And boy, would it be if this works.
Well, yes, because basically what the premise is that you have people in a position to oversee the elections themselves. And that way, and in fact, you know, you hear all about January 6th. Well, they were trying to stop the certification of the election. Well, this is that basic idea, but writ large, basically, for controlling or stepping into countless elections across the country.
Now, a lot of the state election boards, those are elected positions, as well as county. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And supervisors of elections are elected positions, too. And they're trying to get, their goal this year and 2024 is to get 5,000 officials elected to positions of direct oversight of elections. Now,
exactly
that's coming from their website. That's their goal. This is not a secret.
Precisely. And by doing that, they put themselves in the position to be able to call into question results or be able to do, exercise authority or power over the results of elections or how they're conducted or how they're contested. I think that might even be more important.
Right. Now, I'm going to read something here, and this is their mission statement, so I want everybody to understand where I'm going with this. Run for Something's website states that it's their mission to get progressives to run for down-ballot races in order to build sustainable power for Democrats in all 50 states. And hold that thought, and Kyle, you too. And folks, when we come back, we're going to explain more about this. This is something that I've found out about. I'm letting the United States citizens know about it right now. The Republicans know about it. The conservatives know about it. The libertarians know about it. But most of you out there don't. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away while you wait there in the telephone line very patiently. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. And folks, let me tell you what Mike Lindell and MyPillow are doing right now. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, here we go with the buy one, get one free BOGO deals. It's going to start with this. The MyPillow bed sheet sets. You buy one set, you get another set free. The Giza Elegance My Pillows, those are the fancy, fancy pillows. You buy one pillow, you get another one free. The Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, those are the little pillows you take with you like to ride in the airplane, or maybe you set them on the edge of your couch or whatnot because they got American flags, some of them, and some of them got decorative scenes and whatnot on them. Buy one, get one. And the MyPillow six-piece towel sets, you heard me talk about them before. Buy one, get one. That's where we're starting right now. Those are all substantial items, and you are going to save a bunch of money, and you're going to get some really quality products. The towels are excellent. The Go Anywhere pillows are excellent. The Giza Elegance MyPillows are the best of the best. And the MyPillow bed sheet sets, my goodness, it's going to be great. If you wanted to buy another set of sheets, guess what? You buy one, you get one this time for the $39.99 price. I believe that's what it is, but you'll have to go and take a look at it on the MyPillow website. And it's in the radio listener room again. It's in the radio listener room. Go in there and you'll see it. buy one, get one free. The promo code will always be the word captain. The promo code will always be the word captain. And if you want to call them, if you have any questions, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code captain, MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one. Take a look. It's a hell of a deal. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is. No, it's amazing sales that are going on.
Yeah, I mean, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, boom.
That's right. Exactly.
Boom. All right, well, back to what we're talking about here, folks. I have uncovered through information and a lot of digging, because I found out about this group called Run for Something. It's a progressive, left, liberal, ultra-liberal organization that is encouraging people to go out and run for public office. But when you find out how they're doing this and what they're doing, they're moving people around the country to go into different areas to run for office. And they're trying to get people that have been in an area for a couple of years or so and converting them over to sound like as if they're middle-of-the-road people when they're no more middle-of-the-road people than the donkey that plays on a baseball field with Cleveland. Right, Kyle?
Right, right.
All right, so let me do this again. Run for Something's website states, its mission is to get progressives to run for down-ballot races in order to build sustainable power for Democrats in all 50 states, making their goal of taking over offices responsible for planning, executing, and certifying elections all the more concerning. Their website is also curiously noting that it provides behind-the-scenes mechanics to its leftist candidates. And they've been having sit-down meetings and training sessions that you haven't heard about all around the country, which is why you don't see a lot of them out on the streets. They're in these classrooms training to be a candidate.
Well, exactly right. You know, Captain, what they're basically describing and what you're talking about, what we're finding out, is, you know, what they're doing is they're putting together really a wolf in sheep's clothing. And so they're going to come in, they're going to sound, as you said, they're going to sound moderate, they're going to sound, quote-unquote, Republican, maybe.
That's the deal. Yep, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then they're going, so basically they're going to use deception. And so, of course, it does show, too, that they're not willing to try to build their, quote, power base by the merits of their own ideas, because they know for sure, Captain, that their ideas fail, that they don't get traction. People don't believe them anymore, especially following the Trump era. Nobody believes this stuff anymore that they put out there. And so by using deception, this seems to be the only way. And something else they're going to do, Captain, is they're going to try to use the term defending our democracy, because to them, and of course they don't want to defend our democracy no more than the man on the moon, but to them, the end justifies the means. This is a scary thing.
Well, making their goal of taking over offices responsible for planning, executing, and certifying elections all the more concerning, that tells you all you want to know.
Well, precisely. They want to be able to control the infrastructure and control how these things are done and how the results are mm-hmm. finally arrived at. And that is real power. In other words, it's not going to be count the votes, we see who won. It's that old adage. What was it, Joseph Stalin? It doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts the votes.
Now, as Politico explains of the Run for Something's fear-mongering efforts to get Democratic donors to open their wallets to support the local races, because that's their next goal. Can't do it without a lot more money. Soros is only putting $80 to $100 million into this to get it started, and we'll get to him in a minute. The group's donor pitch is now based on what they see as a coming Republican attempt to subvert elections. That's what you've been hearing lately, right?
Oh, that's right, yep.
And the Democrats have been singing that in unison, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's been the Republicans who've led the way with election security laws that Democrats have consistently opposed.
Well, sure. Even AOC the other day, she was speaking, and And she talked about, well, if we lose the House, you know, that means January 6th with just a trial run for these people, and then they'll really mess with things and so forth. And,
but what she just but and I got to stop you because this is so important. What she just said, the words you just uttered, is exactly what they're trying to do to the country.
Well, precisely, yeah. Yeah, they looked at January 6th, or the basic concept of what some were trying to do that day, or thought that they could do, and they're trying to put this on a grander scale. And they're going to say, look, if we can just monkey with what the election results are, how we get to them, or how they're arrived at, then we have real power, because candidate A will always beat candidate B if you control that kind of thing. So so this is incredibly important.
Well, again, let me go back to what we just said. The group's donor pitch is based on what they see as a coming Republican attempt to subvert elections, even though it's been Republicans who've led the way with election security laws that Democrats have consistently opposed. I'm going to go on.
Right.
Leftist progressive groups have been increasingly focused on local elections, as seen from groups like George Soros to elect district attorneys in the last election and the election before that all across the country, which he did. And one of them sits right out there in your backyard in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, Gascon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a George Soros project.
Right. But as they're talking about their fear of Republicans subverting the election process, that's where they're going to try to raise their banner to say, we are defending democracy. And because they just keep getting all this mileage out of these kinds of statements. And whenever they really feel like something's going real wrong, they say, oh, well, they're attacking our democracy. It goes on and on from there.
Well, George Soros and his goal to elect district attorneys, which is where this started, and now he's into going after the people that the local officials at the local level from the ground up that would be running some of the election type services, which a lot of those, you know, supervisor elections or whatnot, those are elected positions. But the disastrous results that we've seen for the communities in which they serve from these district attorneys is just unbelievable. I mean, look at the violence.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, and look at the fact that they go against common sense. They go against what the community truly wants, and they know what the community truly wants because the community effectively communicates that to the district attorney, for example, in no small way, and they keep doing it anyway. So this is the proof is in the pudding kind of a situation.
All right, hold that thought because we'll be right back with more, and I'm going to finish this up here in the next segment, folks. So this is extremely important what's going on here right now. Extremely important. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
A German-based bank has a warning about the economy. Lance Pry reports.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year.
Family members, foreign dignitaries, and D.C. political elite poured into the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday to mourn the loss of Madeleine Albright. She was the first female U.S. Secretary of State. Albright died of cancer last month at the age of 84. The tens of millions of Americans who agreed to take on student loans may hear soon what the Biden administration has decided to do regarding debt forgiveness. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president would decide before the pandemic-era relief expires on August 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Thanks a lot. That's Jeff from Sarasota. And before I get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to let everybody know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily routine. I've been taking Relief Factor for well over 7 years. I take one every day. I keep it in my system. I never don't have it in my system because of the problem that I have, which is the swelling, the inflammation, the pain that goes on in my left foot, my left ankle, and my left leg, and then on up into my knee and my hip and my back. And it just some days it gets really, really bad. And I have to take a second pack, and occasionally I have to take a third pack. But the key thing about this is it works. It works. Now, it's 100% drug-free, and that's even better. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, what's in it is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or even eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. But all I can tell you is it works. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, take a look at some of the vitamin supplements and things they have. Vitamin D, they've got a very good vitamin D, which has got double the potency of the normal stuff that you would buy in a drugstore. For the same price as the cheap stuff you'd get. So how do you like that? You get more potency, and it costs the same instead of having to spend more money because normally they charge you more in the drugstores. But they've also got vitamin B12, which I take, vitamin C, which I take, and vitamin E, which I take. So it's all good.
relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 in a three-week quick start. Give it a shot. See what it does for you, because, Kyle, all you got to do is what?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet.
That's right.
Okay. Now we're going to wrap this conversation up, because this is where we're going to get into the money again and the George Soros connection. The $80 million or perhaps $100 million dark money project to elect left-wing election administrators has nothing to do with safeguarding democracy, so said Jason Sneed, the executive director of the Honest Elections Project Action Committee. Jason said, this is about putting partisans and ideologues in charge of the local offices that run our elections and count our votes. It's detestable to think that these special interests are unnecessarily politicizing offices that should be impartial. I agree with that, don't you?
Well, sure. They are simply changing tactics in a very big way here, because they know that the laws, in fact, you mentioned the new legislation in the last segment, I believe, Captain, they know that this legislation is coming down the pike, or has already been enacted in many cases. So they're changing their tactic now, and they are going after an area that they feel perhaps is, for lack of a better term, uncontested, and so they can slip in.
Well, we need to bolster the integrity of our elections by making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And what this dark money is fueling right now is a plot that puts confidence in our democracy in greater jeopardy, because this will make it easier to cheat because of who they'll have in there. And Eric strikes an interesting point when he says about the school elections and all that sort of stuff, school board and all that, because that's all indirectly part of this, but that's not the primary part of what we're talking about here. The primary part is about getting control of the election system by the people that determine the rules and regulations for the elections. The name of the group is called Run for Something. Go look them up. They look like they're a legitimate, happy-dappy group, and, oh, they're going to do this and do that. But these people are snakes in the grass. Run for Something. They are a hardcore, ultra-left, progressive, communist instigator group that is put together and financed by none other than George Soros. Now, don't believe me? Keep on listening. Keep on checking. And by the way, go over to Politico. There's an article over there about them from the left slant of Politico. And you'll also see something on Town Hall that's just started to surface about these people and what they're doing. I'm telling you, these people are no good. And it leads me to my point about saying that people are moving around the countryside to get into certain states and hang out for a year or two, get themselves embedded in there, and then suddenly run for public office. And, oh, my name is Johnny Jones, and yeah, I'm a conservative. And then you find out if they do get elected, they're no more conservative than a man in the moon, and now you're screwed again.
Well, right. And they also proceed from the notion, Captain, that they must control you. They must tell you what to do. They must control the entire system so that their policies and plans can be put in place. They're not popular. They know that. So they have to use deception and subterfuge and outright lying in order to try to get in a position where they can lord it over you.
And that's where we're at right now, and that's what's happening. So you need to pay close attention to what's going on in your communities. And again, I've said this before. I've been talking about this for months. Now I have more concrete evidence to go along with what I got here. And I'm going to be a very loud voice for this around the country, because this is not right.
Well, no. And the more that we do get this message out, then the more you can, and people around the country, other candidates, other groups, they can start taking this head on and you know, spreading the word about it. So I can imagine this would be a very rough and tumble election season.
So President Joe Biden has tried to shift blame for the spike in gasoline prices by saying it's not him, it's the Putin spike and all that sort of stuff. But the most voters, according to the polls, wherever you want to look, doesn't matter, most voters, including a whole bunch of Democrats, aren't buying his excuses.
Well, and that goes again to the messaging that the Democrats love to use. Every time something goes really off the rails, well, we got to go out there with the message. We got to try to blame somebody, or we have to try to shift public
opinion.
It's
never their fault, Kyle.
It's never their fault. No. And so they literally make things up out of the ether. In this case, a very convenient thing, and to say that it's Putin. Putin is terrible. He's horrible. We all know that. But he's not primarily responsible for the inflation or the gas prices that we've seen that were already going up well before Putin invaded Ukraine. And so they're just trying to use this as a ploy because their leadership is what has failed.
Now, you would have thought yesterday when Elon Musk came out and said Twitter's censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story is incredibly inappropriate. You would have thought that he would have created World War IV on the Internet with all the comments that were going out there, right?
Well, sure. Yeah.
So
I do think, I do think that because he even mentions that, you know, he's going against the grain completely. And, you know, and by the way, he tweeted that it was a truthful story. So why is it that we would suppress, or anybody would be able to suppress, the truth or things that are factual or the stuff you can back up? Because then it's shown to be what it was, purely political.
Yeah. And Eric is making a point that democracy is the cry of the socialists until they take power. That's true. But here's the deal. We are not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. And he keeps saying that because they're trying to get you to think that, you know, democracy is a whole lot better than a constitutional republic. And again, they're trying to change the whole fathom of the way this country was founded and what we stand for. And I get it. And most people that have had school get it. But the textbooks are they're starting to change the textbooks already.
Well, right. Well, the idea of democracy as being the cry of the socialists is because they're relying on populism at that point, something that they believe is going to carry them through with a message that sounds egalitarian. It sounds like, hey, we're all in this together. We're going to do the will of the people. But to them, Captain, what it is mob rule. That's what they're trying to establish so that they can dissolve the system and take and do something new.
Yeah, and parents around the country, you need to go take a look and see the kind of books that these kids are being taught from, because critical race theory has been stuck in there in some of the mathematics classes that they've got, some of the science classes that they've got. You need to go in there and find this stuff, and when you do, pitch a real bitch about it and get it taken care of and get the books removed. Our governor did that here in Florida, by the way.
Well, right. Well, that whole thing just kind of boils down to hate your neighbor, you know, and that's destabilizing in and of itself. So the message has gone from love your neighbor, you know, help your neighbor, live in a community with your neighbors, to hate your neighbor because they're different than you.
Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to love the weather. Actually, there's a few problem areas tonight with the weather. We got another storm system brewing up just in time for the weekend. Oh, boy. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Feel the lifeblood of our nation.
say between the lines. There's a thousand truckers out tonight, and they're rolling, rolling across America, rolling across America, America. Yeah, they're rolling, rolling across America, rolling across America, America. You might take for granted how you get this and that, but every day they travel across the USA.
Kyle, what do you think of that group?
I like it. I like that song. I heard it just earlier today, and I liked it when I heard it, and I like it again. And it's really telling the story of what our trucker friends are doing out there right now.
Well, I know what they're doing out there right now. I'll tell you that right now. But
yeah.
Who's that group?
What's the name of the group again? Yeah, that's, they are pretty good.
Yeah, they're the Soul Circus Cowboys, and I've actually been to a couple of their impromptu concerts here in the Tampa Bay area when they were over here in the area. They go back and forth a lot, and you never know when you're going to see them or where they're going to be. But they are a good group, and that's from their album Rolling Across America, which is starting to take the country by storm. And I had that sent to me by somebody who said, "Man, you need to play this." And he was right.
Yeah, Soul Circus Cowboys. Great name.
Yep. All right. Let's drift on up here and get to the weather, because we do have some weather to talk about. There are some fire weather conditions continuing on Thursday with critical concerns for eastern Arizona through much of New Mexico and into the western Texas panhandle. Even elevated threats are possible in parts of the northeast today. But meanwhile, some severe storms are possible from the central high plains into the southern plains. And finally, another major storm is anticipated to start marching across the central part of the U.S. On Friday over the weekend. And here we go again, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. And out west tonight, we have a little bit to tell you about. Mostly it's going to be in big sky country up in the state of Montana, especially if you're around Great Falls or Helena or down in Butte, near Bozeman as well. We have winter weather advisory there. But around Helena, we've got a winter storm warning. Now, they're expecting 6 to 10 inches of snow at pass levels, but they still will have heavy snow, winds gusting up to about 35 miles per hour. So you want to be aware of that if you're in the Helena region. Also, if you're in the Great Falls region, Butte, and as I said, Bozeman, on down to about West Yellowstone, you've got the winter weather advisory going on there right now. Also, some active rain happening right now in the southeast corner of Montana, but also along I-94, if you're near Miles City or up near Terry, you've got rain coming across the road. Also, some rain up in northern, just north of there as well, up near Glasgow right now. Also, Billings, a little bit of rain happening there right now as well. So, basically, Captain, we've got a much quieter map, though, tonight for the west. Although Seattle and Portland, you definitely have rain showers in the forecast over the next several days. Now, we've got wind advisories up on I-80. This is going to be in northern Nevada, especially Elko. You've got that happening there. We've also got hot and dry conditions and windy conditions as well down in the southwest tonight, Captain. So be careful out there, everybody.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with North Dakota, because the I-29 corridor from the Canadian border on down to Fargo, we've got a lot of flooding going on down through the valley down there. That's quite common when you get the rains and things that they've had, plus the melting snow and whatnot, because it's been pretty warm up there. So be advised of that. Down South Dakota, if you're going over around Rapid City, out through that way, up into Montana, there's a small area in there of some fog right now, so you'll have a little bit of fog in the area. I'm going to come straight down into Texas and Amarillo. That's where the developing storm system is going to be starting itself up down there, and we don't know exactly what we're going to get out of that, but the possibility does exist for rain and
thunderstorms and severe thunderstorms and all of the above. And if it meets colder weather that's over to the east, it could become a snow event. And then again, of course, we've got the same weather conditions all the way down to the Mexican border to include Midland, Texas, straight south down to the border. Now, we do have quite a bit of fog in Texas tonight from Houston south down towards Brownsville, right along the Gulf, okay? Right along the Gulf. So be advised of that. In addition, there's some fog around New Orleans tonight and across the Gulf areas of the state of Louisiana, about halfway across over there. We've got a little bit of wind down here in the ocean side of Florida tonight. Nothing really all that drastic. Now, moving up into West Virginia and the western part of Pennsylvania and a lot of Ohio, we've got a freeze warning up there. And I told you this was the temperatures that were dropping things back there in Kansas and whatnot. Be prepared. It was coming your way. That freeze warning is also over by Philly and on up into Wilkes-Barre and Scranton and over into the western part of Jersey, down through the mountains of Maryland and Jersey and down into the northern part of Virginia. And then we've got some weather along the coastline tonight. From Long Island on up to Nova Scotia and way up in the northern part of Maine tonight, we've got a hard freeze warning with, it looks like, a possibility of some snow, some 1 to 3 inches up there. Again, Presque Isle Caribou, if you're going up to get some French fries and you're running up there empty, be careful because you're going to have some snow and ice on the road. Looks like getting on up that way. Other than that, not looking too bad. We could have some weather in western Massachusetts today, and we could also have some weather in the Poconos of Pennsylvania as this system that's coming along tries to make up its mind what it's going to do. So that's what we got. That's what we'll look at. Okay, Kyle, you got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You want to go to pilotflyingj.com at your next opportunity and check out the My Rewards Plus app. That's the rewards program, the Drivers Club. They are doing something right now, Captain. They're pushing the points right now, pushing their points for you can get 5 points per gallon, not just 4, 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. That means with every fill, you get more free stuff, more free drinks, more free snacks, and more free merchandise of what you really want. So check out pilotflyingj.com today.
You know, I wasn't hungry till you did that. All right, I'm glad we're coming up on a break. I might hit the machine in the break room here. All right, hold on there, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back. We're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, it always happens about this time of the morning. Somebody starts talking about food, and it's like, oh, boy, here we go. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.